We have reached the halfway mark for the legislative session this year, Senator. And one of the bills, you've spent a lot of time on this bill, I know, over the years, and it's probably moving faster and farther than it has probably every year combined, and that's a bill that would change the way we do impeachments in Missouri.
That's right. I have worked on this ever since it was first brought to my attention back in my early years, possibly my first year in the Missouri House, and that is that Missouri has a unique procedure for doing impeachments. It wasn't always unique. It used to conform to the federal model, which is what I expect most Missourians still think is the model we use. If you talk to most Missourians and ask them how an impeachment process would be done in Missouri, they would probably repeat the federal model, which is impeachments are done in the House of Representatives, and then the trial determining whether or not a person is actually removed from office would fall to the Senate. There are two or three states where, because of the differences in how they're organized, they do that a little bit differently. But since 1945, when Missouri wrote a new constitution, Missouri has been the only state that sends that trial. I'm a little hesitant to call it a trial because nobody goes to jail over it, but it's the determination of whether the charges do meet the threshold to remove a person, an office holder, from office. Missouri does that in the Missouri Supreme Court. In the case of a governor, there's a special commission of what is termed eminent jurists that are appointed, but it basically turns it over to the judiciary. A 1992 Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court case was actually tested this whole philosophy of whether the judiciary should be part of the impeachment process, and by a unanimous opinion, that court said it was absurd for the judiciary to be involved in impeachment. Once that case was brought to the attention of the Missouri House, and then since I've been in the Senate, the Missouri Senate, the opposition from judges, which would usually show up to testify against the bill, has dropped off significantly. I think it's a little embarrassing for them to come before the committee as a judge or a retired judge and say that this ought to be long in the judiciary when you have a unanimous U.S. Supreme Court decision that says it absolutely does not. So the attempts that I've been making were to restore the way Missouri did impeachments to how it happened prior to 1945, which is consistent with the federal model in at least 45 other states, where impeachments begin in the House of Representatives and then they go to the Senate for the trial where it is determined whether that official should be removed from office. We were able to perfect both the resolution, which would change the Constitution upon a vote of the people, and the Senate bill, which would then conform our statutes to that constitutional change should the vote of the people approve the amendment. So the amendment, if it makes it through the House, the SJR does not have to go to the governor. So if it makes it through the House of Representatives, it will go on the ballot and the people will have an opportunity to speak and to say whether they want us to do impeachments the way they were done prior to 1945, the way 45 or more other states are doing them, and the way that preserves both the checks and balances of government and the separation of powers. That fundamentally is the real issue under debate here, is whether it is appropriate to compromise those checks and balances and that separation of powers. I think since 1945, our impeachment process has compromised them, and if we're able to restore both the Constitution and the statutes that define the procedures, we'll be back in line with what our founders envisioned.
Touched on this bill a few times this year as well, and it's making its way through the process, and that's one that addresses, I believe, kindergarten through fourth grade reading.
Yes, it actually carries a student all the way through their high school career, if necessary, but it's been referred to as the K-3 reading bill, the K-4 reading bill, the reading intervention bill. I actually carried that bill last year, and we were able to move it out of the Senate, but we were not able to get to a vote in the House. This year, a different senator has filed that same bill. There have been some changes made, but it's practically the same. It provides a certain number of instructions to schools to address, I guess, ensuring that every student can read at grade level. We would begin testing those students as early as kindergarten to check and see where they are from a reading standpoint. And if they fall behind grade level, then there are special measures that would be taken to make sure that we bring them up to appropriate reading skills. I think anyone realizes that if you can read, there are a lot of things you can do that you can't do if you can't read. A little over 50% of Missouri students today are not reading at grade level. That means that at least that many are not doing math at grade level, because reading is very much related to math. You have a lot of word problems in math. There are a lot of things there. My personal opinion is if you can teach a child to read and instill a love of reading, then they can learn everything else almost on their own. Reading is very important. This bill says that they would continue continue to test those students until they either reach grade level reading throughout their high school career. And so it doesn't give up on any student, which I think is very important.
Along the same lines of education, there are several different bills, not just in the Senate, but the House as well, that deal with charter schools.
That's right. The governor appointed a task force just this year, I believe, and they did their work very quickly to review all of the charter statutes and try to modernize those, bring them up to the current standard of accountability, acknowledging anything that we've learned from other states or learned from our own experiences with charters. And I think the task force did a great job. I sat down with them a couple of weeks ago, and we went line by line over the changes that they had recommended in our charter school law, and we put those into a piece of legislation. That legislation has now been filed and was voted out of committee this week. It will show up hopefully on the Senate calendar soon. We'll come to the floor where it can be debated, but the changes that would be made according to that task force recommendation, I think, are significant and will be very measurable in terms of the charter school successes that we hope to experience from now on in Missouri.
Another bill, I believe the second time on the floor this session, is one that you call the ESA, or some call the voucher bill.
Yes, right. It's a tax credit scholarship. So it differs slightly from voucher. It's almost semantics, but politically it's significant. And so the ESA bill was on the floor for a couple of hours this week. I had a number of amendments. It now has the governor's fast track proposal as a part of that bill. Also some school transfer language that has been debated a number of times in the Senate and probably in the House as well. The bill has expanded some to include a number of measures that really do need to be addressed in education. But to me, the key element in the bill are those education savings accounts that allow parents to make choices about how their children are educated. We've heard testimony from parents that really are frustrated because their child just doesn't seem to fit into the model that we have constructed for education. And that does happen. It doesn't happen a lot, but it does happen. The education savings account approach would allow those parents to have a way to customize the education for their child, whether that's sending them to a different public school, whether it's sending them to a charter school, whether it's sending them to a private school, or whether it's a homeschool. And every child is different. Some fit better into certain environments than others.